This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
I'm looking forward to this tie more than any other, I think. But PSG's issues coming into this match can't be understated, really. They're without their strengths. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is out.
Yep.
Marco Verratti out, both suspended. Thiago Motta sidelined through injury as well. And given we saw how well balanced that midfield was against Chelsea, those are major problems. David Luiz out as well. It's going to be a tough evening for Paris Saint-Germain, an evening where I think they will gladly accept the point and hope they can go to the Camp Nou or the new Camp with still in the tie, basically.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was looking at this game and just thinking, like, it's just such a shame that they aren't at full strength for this leg. Ibrahimovic will be back for the return leg, I believe. And they've got a great record, PSG, at home. You know, since 2012, when I guess, you know, the money came in. 2 draws, 10 wins and no losses at home. Results like 3-2 and 2-2 against Barcelona in recent seasons. 3-1 and 1-1 against Chelsea. You know, and they're Mourinho teams. You know, it's a very good team, so they can cope. And I was so impressed with them against Chelsea. When they lost Ibrahimovic harshly, it just seemed to galvanise them, didn't it? Now, admittedly, they did have a lot of those players that you've mentioned, you know, in the team still. And they managed to somehow, you know, last out and get through in that game. And I think there's something about this PSG team. I really do. But then you look at Barcelona, don't you? And you just think, wow. You know, when they played in... the last time I watched a full Barcelona match was in El Clásico. And at times, it was just mesmerising.
Yeah.
You know, the way they played, the speed that they played at was staggering. And, you know, and although I haven't watched a full game since then, you know, obviously you keep an eye on the results and see what they're doing. And, you know, they're keeping Real Madrid at bay, aren't they? 2 points ahead of them in La Liga. Admittedly, they had a 2-2 draw with Sevilla at the weekend.
2-0 in that game.
Yeah, which, I mean, you know, Messi, Neymar score, you think this is done and dusted. And almost got away with it. Maybe their eye was slightly off the ball. The problem for Barcelona in recent years has been their away form. Even during the Guardiola years, they always did the job at home. I just wonder if they can get a result in Paris, then they'll coast through, I think. You know, in 2009 they lost 1-0 away to Bayern Munich. In 2010 they drew 2-2 at Arsenal. 2011 they beat Shakhtar 1-0. In 2012, they drew 0-0 in Milan. 2013, 2-2 in Paris. And last year, they lost 1-0 at Atletico. So one win at the quarter-final stages in the last 6 attempts. And Barcelona, you know, can you take them to win the game with that record? I'm not sure I can, to be honest with you. I mean, 17-20 is a very, very short price about a team who've only won one of their last 6 away quarter-finals, even when they were a better team than this. So I'm not sure. The problem is that I can't back PSG with all the problems that they've got.
No, that is the problem facing the punters, isn't it, as well, I think.
And how do they go about this now? How do PSG go about it? Do they go about it and think, right, we'll be ultra defensive and try and just nick a goal on the break? Or do they try and go for it? I don't think they have the ability with the players missing to sit back.
That's the problem. And I've been reading a lot of reports from sources close to PSG in terms of journos, and
Le Source.
They are saying that Marquinhos is likely to play as a centre half, and Gregory Van de Ville is going to come in at right back, and he apparently is very suspect defensively.
Yeah.
And Neymar's playing on the left hand side of that three. He might be able to exploit that, obviously, if he does have troubles defensively. And with Suarez and Messi in there, no David Luiz, I think they've got big issues at the back.
Yeah, they have.
And they've not got the protection of Verratti or Thiago Motta in midfield either. It just... I was like you. I came into... When looking at this match, I was thinking, oh, you've got to be PSG unbeaten in 33 home games. You've got to be in all competitions. You've got to be with them in some shape or another. But personnel problems...
But they always come up with the goods.
Could be insurmountable.
They always come up with the goods, though, somehow. I'm not sure how they do it.
What do you think, then?
I think there'll be goals in the game. Like I said, I just don't... 17... If Barcelona were the right side of odds of even money, then I probably would back them. It's just that odds against. I need them at odds against. I can't be backing them at 17-20 given that record. They know they don't need to do it. They can just score an away goal. I was looking at over 3.5 goals in the match.
9-4
It's landed in each of the two games that they've played, 3-2 and 2-2. But again, similar to other Champions League quarterfinals, if Barcelona get an away goal, PSG have to come out. And I think Barcelona will definitely score. I think it could be a really open game, this one, especially because of PSG's problems defensively. I quite like the over 2.5.
10-11
And I probably would have gone for that had it been a normal, you know, if PSG had been stronger. But because they're weaker in defence, I think Neymar at 6-4 is a great bet, because of exactly what you said. You have to be the top of your game to deal with Neymar.
And you know what? I love Luis Suarez to get a goal in this game. I'd look away from Lionel Messi, because Suarez, he's stated publicly that this is his goal. He wants to achieve Champions League success. That's the main reason he moved to Barcelona. That and the money, obviously. The main reason he went to Barcelona was to achieve Champions League success. And he wants this more than he wants a La Liga title.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's 5-4.
Slightly shorter, yeah.
Yeah, 5-4.
5-4.
So it's 19-20 Messi, 5-4 Suarez, and 6-4, which is fair, I think. But yeah, I'll go with that over 3.5. I think we could have a very entertaining game. I'm not sure if I was pushed, I'd go Barcelona to win the game on the outright, just because of the team news and because of that three pronged attack they've got. So I'll stick with them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.